Chief O'Reilly, is there any issues that on the fisheries agenda that we can address before the lunch hour?
There is one. I would think you want to wait on the replenishment plan.
Oh, yeah.
And the other two are public hearings, but there is a request for a public hearing for next month, and it involves smoothhound sharks, or also known as smooth dogfish. And recently, the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission followed suit with Amendment 9 of the federal plan, and that amendment established through the ASMFC shares of a quota, a coastwide quota. This has been waiting until National Marine Fisheries Service could get through Amendment 9, but now that's happened, the ASMFC at its last meeting indicated that the shares of the quota will start in 2016. In your document on the second page, you can see the Virginia share is the largest. Kind of refreshing to see that at 34%, almost 35%. North Carolina is second. The real situation with the smooth dogfish or the smoothhound sharks is there hasn't been the kind of a fishery in recent years that there was in the past, but it's expected that that might pick up a little bit. So even though we have a 34% share of the total quota, we may find ourselves a little bit like bluefish where we don't use it all, but there is transfers from state to state, and that more and more with the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission seems to be a process that has worked out very well. We've had transfers, for example, quite a bit of summer flounder from North Carolina. We have transferred bluefish to North Carolina and New York, and I think even Rhode Island a little bit, if I'm not mistaken. So we'll have to wait and see. It is a situation where you have to get a federal permit to be in federal waters. We have already started to put that online so that if anyone wants to do that, they can. And the federal waters will shut down once 80% of the quota is reached, but the state waters can stay open. So I think it'll be a situation where we're going to have to see what how industry responds. We know that industry is looking for other opportunities. The cousin of smooth dogfish, spiny dogfish, has recently had a little bit of an improvement in the market in the European Union, and so that should pick up a little bit. And you know, these are pretty good staples, especially spiny dogfish in the winter. So staff will have some more information for you next month, and for right now, staff requests a March 2016 public hearing to consider adoption of a 922,030-pound commercial smoothhound shark quota for 2016. And the only thing I neglected to say is staff will be back probably in a few months, because one of the issues that we thought would get settled really takes an addendum by ASMFC, and that is the filleting at sea. Oh, yeah. To where the federal rule is you have to have 25% of the catch composition has to be smoothhound sharks, and that's going to be proposed to be translated into the state as well. So that still has to be decided. Likely we'll be back in a few months, maybe 4 months on that. That's it. Commissioner?
Let the record reflect that on this day, February 23rd of 2016, we got good news about a quota. Any discussion? Any questions of staff? Any discussions? Mr. Neal?
Kind of just under the request for public hearing umbrella, it has nothing to do with the smooth dogfish. Would it be possible to go ahead and go with the public hearing request for recreational cobia for next month?
We should really talk about that, on how that's going to go forward and what we're inviting before we know what National Marine Fisheries Service tells the South Atlantic Council on how it's going to go forward. So, I mean, I think it's a matter that we need to think about the timing.
That's what I'm thinking about. You know, we start cobia fishing in May.
Right.
And so if we have a public hearing in March, we wouldn't make, you know, any real, so if we put it off, we're really going to be getting into where we're already in the season.
May I ask a question, which would be if we can dispense with the request for public hearing, then we can have a talk about COVID amendments.
I was just going to suggest that. How about we get rid of this request for public hearing? I'll open the public comment section. I'll turn to you, and you can start the discussion here on COVID. This is all on tape, so this makes it easier to make sure that people can understand everything we're doing in a linear type of way. So it's a request for a public hearing on Smooth Dogfish.
Motion to approve. Staff recommendation.
Motion by Mr. Erskine, second by Mr. Neal. Any discussion on that? Motion. Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. Request for a public hearing is approved.